When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Let's get ready now to talk Eagles Cowboys. And you know, it's interesting as Elliot joins us. Elliot, we were referencing earlier that may be, there's not much negative about this game for the Eagles, but that may be one of the biggest negatives, an overlooking element of Dallas, as evidenced by what I just did and what our poll question is. Good morning, Elliot.
Good morning. How you guys doing today?
Good, buddy. So, look, Elliot, I feel confident in the Eagles this Sunday, and I think we should. However, if there's ever a time where a Dallas week is almost like a trap week, this is it. They're not good. They have their backup quarterback, and the Eagles face the team that's right above them in the NFC East 4 days later. Is that a greater concern, perhaps, than people have been talking about?
I think it's a concern. I mean, I think the things you just laid out, there is a lot of truth to that. I also think with the Thursday game coming up, just physically, there's an aspect of they rested some guys this week. They'll be focused on making sure, you know, like after the game that they're ready right away. I do think there is that element of it, but the other part of it is, I think Cooper Rush could give this team a bit of a spark. I know that not all backup quarterbacks are like they are in Philadelphia, right? It feels like whenever the Eagles play a backup quarterback, they instantly get a spark. But Cooper Rush is 5-1 as a starter. Now, a lot of that's because of the defense. The defense has been really good in the games he's played in, and the Cowboys' defense is not that good this year. In fact, they're really bad. But I do think in addition to there being a bit of a potential lookover for the Eagles, there is a potential spark Cooper Rush could give that team.
Wow. So I'm looking at our injury report. There's a lot of names going down the list, Elliot. I could name them all. Just could you tell us where everyone sits and who we need to be worried about? Is there actual probability that we will be missing guys for this game?
Yeah, so one of the reasons that list is so long is kind of what we just talked about, which is they rested a lot of guys on Wednesday. Jalen Hurts didn't practice. He was listed as resting. That is, they're listing it as rest. I would keep my eye on that. I've never seen a team rest their starting quarterback for a practice, and I've never seen Jalen do it.
Did they rest other players in this capacity yesterday?
Not yesterday. Jalen practiced yesterday. Wednesday I'm talking about here.
Okay.
When he rested.
When he rested, were
Saquon.
Other players?
Yeah.
Okay,
Saquon
also.
Yeah, Saquon rested.
Okay.
But it's just something to keep an eye on, I think, with Jalen. It's just very out of character for them to do that. But
sure.
In terms of the game on Sunday, the two names I would keep an eye on are Devontae Smith and Nolan Smith. I think they will have Dallas Goedert. He'll be back. Ben Van Sumeren is on the injury report. I think he will play. I do think Devontae and Nolan will play, but the only concern I would have is they're both muscle injuries that they're dealing with. So just you never know over the next 48 hours how they could respond. But seeing them out at practice, seeing them, you know, around the facility, I think that they are that they will be good to go for Sunday. So they should be a pretty healthy team heading into the game.
And what about the Dallas Cowboys? We know that Dak Prescott is not going to be playing.
Yeah.
We know that Zach Martin and Deron Bland are not practicing. They're not going to. But there are players that matter. Like Micah Parsons, who was extremely limited. CeeDee Lamb, limited also. Trayvon Diggs, how many Cowboys are going to be taking the field when it matters?
Yeah, it's a great question. I mean, the story of this game, and it's kind of a shame. I know you're talking Eagles-Cowboys like hatred today.
Yeah.
There just are not many great Eagles-Cowboys games anymore. It feels like every time they play, we're talking about a backup or this player missing or this game not mattering. And
yep.
That's kind of the case with this as well. You just mentioned, obviously, Cooper Rush is going to play. Is going to play. And then it seems like Micah Parsons will be back. It seems like CeeDee Lamb will play. And, you know, they're probably the two best players on the team, even when Dak is playing. But they just have so little around them anymore that it's hard for those two to be as impactful as they have in the past. The Cowboys have, like, nothing at receiver besides CeeDee Lamb. They're dead last in the league running the ball. And then with Micah Parsons coming back to the defensive line, yeah, he is a great player, no question. But they're missing DeMarcus Lawrence, which makes it way easier to key in on Micah Parsons. So Yeah, I mean, the Cowboys, like, the Eagles have really struggled down there for a long time. But if there's ever a chance to go to Dallas and get a win, I think this is it.
So, Elliot, right now with us as we get ready for the Eagles and Cowboys. By the way, Pizza Hammer, in 5 minutes, you can be the contestant. Now, make sure you know sports. Be the fifth caller on the contest line. Caller five.
Do you really mean that?
I do.
At this point, it seems like something you have to say.
I agree. Come on, people. Fifth caller, 215-988-1258. Don't know too much sports, but make sure you know enough to not put a goose egg out there. 215-988-1258 for Pete the Hammer in 5 minutes. Elliot, I want to talk about the aggressive versus rarely conservative element of Sirianni and frame it this way entering a new week. So heaps of criticism I don't think changes Sirianni's approach. I don't think it will at all. What might change Sirianni's approach in some of these decisions? Jake Elliott has struggled with the super deep kicks this year, 55 and up. He has struggled, clearly. The tush-push last week struggled. Do you think either of those elements entering this week changes the equation of how he goes about fourth down decisions?
So I think the Jake Elliott one is an interesting one. Now, they're kicking in a dome this week, for what it's worth. We want to talk like specifics of this
sure.
week. So I do think there is that element of the kicking game. I think it would take a little longer with Jake Elliott. He's made so many clutch kicks over the past few years. He is one of the best kickers in the league. Like, I think he probably deserves a little bit of rope there in terms of Sirianni continuing to put trust in him. The tush-push thing, I don't think they are going to back off of that. I don't think they think the Jaguars have, like, figured something out. And even if they have Jeff Stoutland help figure out the counter to that, and I would think he's able to come up with a pretty good solution. So, ultimately, when they get Jordan Mailata back, Dallas Goedert will be back there. I still think they're going to convert that play at a really high rate. I mean, they're still doing it at 80% or something like that. It's not like this is plummeted down to 30%. So yeah. I think in short yardage situations, especially at the goal line, they view that play, A, is not only extremely effective, but it's also a safe play where, like, there's not a lot of procedural penalties on it. Like, they very often, like, they don't have issues running it normally.
Yeah.
So it's not a chance for negative
here's
play.
The,
so
Elliot, here's the concern, it. Though, and I don't know that it happened. I'm just saying, I think we're all wondering, did it happen? Did Jacksonville figure something out? That happens.
I don't believe so.
I don't know. John, do you think they did?
No.
Okay.
No, I don't.
I'm glad. I
don't think the players do. Like, we did the players' lounge with Jordan Mailata, and, like, I think they believe this was an execution thing.
Yes.
And
yeah. Yeah. You have three guys who are not the ordinary guys in there trying to do the pushing, and so it sounds like the players don't feel as though this is a worry spot. Elliot, though, with Jalen not practicing, are you in any way worried that the burst that we saw? I feel as though Joe brought the question early in the season, hey, we haven't seen that Jalen who can run past people, the Jalen who looks like a formidable running back out there for quite a while. It feels like it's been a year or so. And then we saw him. And then we saw the bursty Jalen who was running past people and gaining that edge whenever he wanted it. The non-practice on Wednesday, that's not going to take that away, is it? You know, the speed, the burst, are we talking about something? It's been inexplicable the way that Jalen has been fast and then not as fast and then bursty and then not as bursty, explosive like the best of the best and then very average. How worried are you that the non-practice means that he'll become more pedestrian as a player?
I'm not worried about that. The no practicing thing is just interesting to me because they've never done it before. Like, but I don't think that's an indication. It's like a lower body injury. And yeah, I just think it's interesting that in all my time covering Jalen, they've never had him rest, especially on a Wednesday, especially on a walkthrough, right? It just seems very out of character. But in terms of Jalen as a runner.
On a walkthrough? That is strange.
I think he's more selective about when he wants to do it, which is maybe why you see some plays he looks like it, some plays he doesn't, some games he does, some games he doesn't. I think he's selective on when he wants to do it. To protect himself is number one, really. And then also, like, he can still do it when he needs to. So I don't have any concern going into this game that he won't be normal running Jalen.
Look, Elliot, the good news is when he cuts it loose, I think he looks more spry lately. I really do. I agree with you. He picks the spots. But when he cuts it loose, he just looked faster. And that's a great thing.
Then he did all of last year. It looks like a different player than last year.
I agree with that. All right, Elliot, have fun as much as you can in Big Day, and we'll talk to you next week, man.
All right, sounds good. Good luck, man. Go get that win. I'll talk to you later.
That's exactly what I'm going to do. Look, you guys know.
Did you just call it Big D? Dallas?
You've never heard Dallas being called Big D?
No.
Really?
Not by Philadelphia.
You've never heard that
before?
That is
an outrage.
It does sound kind of reverent.
I don't like it. I don't like it.
It sounds reverent.
I didn't like when they killed a U.S. president, but they did.
Who
did?
Dallas.
Dallas did.
I've heard of Big D a million times.
Didn't happen here. Didn't happen here.
No, this is a great take. Dallas is responsible.
But you're right. I guess in a weird way.
I mean,
inarguable. He didn't die anywhere else, right?
Didn't happen here.
I'm not arguing with you. You just went immediately to assassination.
Yeah. All right. With that, but I wagged my finger at it. I said, don't do that. All right. With that said, what I do say to do is.